All right. It's 9 o'clock on April 16th, 2019, and we're convening as the 4-H Extension Service District. And we have some business to take care of as that governing body. Why don't you introduce yourself, sir? Tell us what we're looking at.
I'm Willie Riggs. I'm the Regional Director for Oregon State University Extension Service. I cover Lake, Klamath, Jackson, Josephine, and Douglas County. Been in the position for a year. As part of my job, it's to assist the local 4-H offices, extension offices, service districts stay on track with their budgets and their spending and their staffing. Part of that process is to assist with making sure that we have the appropriate members on a budget committee that helps with analyzing or developing our budget for the initial budget hearing that then comes before the Board of County Commissioners for final approval. And so today we have one vacancy, but we've had three applicants that applied, and I don't know if you have a copy of those. I printed them out and brought them.
Great, thank you.
Trish, would you like one for the file?
I'm okay.
Okay.
You got one already?
So, not knowing these three individuals, I asked Susan Hunt and Sarah and Cheryl in the local office, you know, what's our current composition of the budget hearing or the budget committee, and looking at the applicants, which one makes the most sense. And they recommended Diane Hoover, who is on the very first applicant, works with the Blue Zones and brings, I think, kind of that health wellness, community wellness perspective to our committee that I think would be useful. Not discounting any of the other two applicants by any means, but just my review and the staff's review, I think Diane would probably fill the role on our budget committee.
Okay. Any comments from you, Commissioner?
I don't know if I know the third applicant. Let me check.
Third one is Carol Scherf. She's over Fire Mountain Gems.
Is currently, they have kids, and she's currently still with grandkids in the program, in the 4-H program.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't there a Scherf on city council?
No, I think it's slightly different. But I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. I know they appointed a new one, and his name is very close, if not the same.
It's her son.
Oh, it's her son. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh.
There's your answer.
The walls are told us that it's
her son. That's right. Sometimes you listen close. The walls talk.
Okay. Well, I do know the first two. I've known Diane Hoover because she was public health here for a while. And I was in the Navy, and she was a naval captain in the Navy. So, you know,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, Diane. So she's. But that's your recommendation would be for Diane Hoover.
That would be our recommendation.
Yeah, it looks like they're all three quite qualified.
Yeah, that's a tough decision for your board to make, I'm sure.
So thanks for letting us off the hook with a recommendation. So I'd entertain a motion if you have a candidate in mind, sir.
Yeah, I make the motion that Diane Hoover be selected for the budget committee.
For 4-H?
4-H all right. Extension budget.
Well, and I'll second that. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And aye. So the motion carries. Diane Hoover is now appointed to the budget committee for the 4-H extension.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any other business that we need to take care of?
The other business would be direction from the board in terms of establishing our first and second budget hearing. So the first budget hearing, would you like me to work with staff to set those dates?
I think that would be sufficient.
Yeah, that's the best way.
We're at a really busy time of our year with the legislature and whatnot. I think they pretty much decided who they need to hear from and who they don't. I don't know how many Commissioner Morgan is involved in. A couple that I was involved in are not going to be heard any further, so I'm kind of off the hook. But And we have vacation time coming in also during this time, so let's, and then our budget, our county budget.
Is happening soon.
Coming up pretty darn fast, so.
Yeah.
Let's work with staff on that with Wendy and the group in the office and then.
Sounds like a reasonable request.
Yeah, that work for you?
It does, and just so the board understands, my goal would be to have most of that completed the first week of June. So back up to the first budget hearing towards the end of May, mid to late May, and then the final budget. Because I have, and this board needs to know, I have let Oregon State know that with 30 years of service, I'm planning on retiring July 31st.
Oh, really?
You are?
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So my position has been advertised and they're doing a search. The committee's made up of people from every county, so that there's full representation.
Cool.
Well, and this is completely off subject of 4-H. But Oregon State Extension has been on my mind lately to look at them to consider some sort of project from their angle to look at the effectiveness of lightning rods on top of mountainsides for fire prevention and control. And
I have a report on that in a minute.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Now you breached the subject.
I have. The dam's been breached. I just thought that it'd be nice to know if it's a viable idea. And they have mechanisms in place, obviously, at that college to study things. And so, Mr. DeYoung, do you have a comment on this?
Yeah, Julie Seltzer called me last Saturday.
Yeah.
And she had somebody on speakerphone. I didn't catch his name because she was talking real fast. But he was a gentleman that, you know, she was explaining their lightning rod pilot project to him, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know what, his son is a PhD at a university in San Francisco.
Right.
He talked to somebody, they said, man, that is exactly, we're going to look at doing a research deal. And he said, but on an even closer to home.
Yeah, that's Northern California too, I mean, obviously.
And he said also, but closer to home, he said he has a connection with the second in command at OSU.
There's a Scott Reed.
Scott Reed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a vice principal at, I don't know, college. Yep. So, but he says, Scott Reed's a first friend of mine. He says, I was talking to him about it. And he said, well, where in the heck did this come from? He said, well, it came out of Commissioner DeYoung in Josephine County. He goes, I know him from County College. So we must have had
another connection.
We must have had an impact on one another. But he said, you know what? This is exactly, it's right up our alley as a research project. So there's two universities that are really interested in it.
That surround the area, I might add.
That are in the fire-prone area.
Correct.
Where you've got the President of the United States and everybody saying, you better do something or I'm not paying your bills anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I think it's really getting some traction.
Opportunistic, yeah.
Exactly. The time was right. And we're getting some pushback from, and one guy said, well, if you put one in, it'd have to be, in Josephine County alone, there'd be 746,842 lightning rods. That he's missing the whole point of it. You're never going to cure it all, but we feel as though we can supply the path of least resistance on, say, a dozen different mountaintops to see how much we can drag in.
And you can identify those high-risk zones.
Exactly. Yeah, a study would do that.
And
a study the effectiveness as it goes forward.
This gentleman also said, he said, he says, I'm a pilot, because one of the pushbacks immediately was, oh, what are we going to do for the pilots? He said, within 48 hours of anything that's erected on, that's going to get in a flight path, within 48 hours, it automatically pops up on everybody's. When they do their flight path, it automatically comes up that this is how high you have to be going over such and such.
No longer
you have to have a beacon and all that other stuff. He says, it's there. If a tree grows that high, it tells you that it's there.
Wow.
So he says that just took that element out of it. But he was quite excited about it. And I said, well, you know, it's just something that I've noticed that, you know, this is Beacon Mountain here. And since they put cell towers up there, they don't get lightning hitting that ever again. And I've watched that burn twice in my lifetime from lightning. And now it's just from freeway starters by a guy dragging a chain or a blown out tire or something. Same thing with Baldy has got radio tire, you know, cell towers on it and Bluey. And those mountains have never caught on fire. And it's just, and it's just, it may be just coincidence, but I've been here 70 years and I used to see it burn and I don't see it burn now. So
what if?
What if? I give the story about, we had a real lightning storm came down through the valley here one time and it hit a tree right behind our shop, blew that thing into a million pieces and set the ground on fire.
Wow.
We had to go put it out. We had to, boys in the shop. So we said, man, we're not going to work. So we went and got a pizza and a bucket of chicken. We sat on the loading dock and watched that lightning storm come down through Grants Pass. And it hit, we can see Copeland's asphalt burner from our shop down to Copeland Paving. And it hit the stack of that burner, I don't know how many times, because that was a ground.
Tallest point.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was the highest point in that
and
whole
it tracked it because it's ground.
Area,
I'm sure.
So it just zapped it. Yeah. We just provided a path of least resistance. So for that momentary, it drained that cloud of positive electrons and it turns right around, has to build that up again. It will build that up as it moves on, but BLM has maps that show the propensity of lightning strikes. Why aren't we attracting that?
But, and even if we knocked out 10 or 20%, that's 10 or 20%.
That's a step forward with no moving parts.
Yeah.
Right. Zero moving parts.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
And a project for the off season where you could put people in the forest working.
Yep.
Yeah.
He said, he was excited about it.
Yeah.
So I think we may have something. So that may come up on your radar, and I appreciate it.
I will
it
put
throw that bomb
with Scott
on
Reed
your way
because
out.
You've got we've got some very active forestry agents in the region.
And the subject is a buzz.
In fire. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
there's fire as well.
There's conversation.
One of the guys that it was a letter to the editor before you get your rebuttal, and this guy said, well, I work for the U.S. Forest Service, and I've manned those towers on top of these mountains, and sure, we got hit by lightning, but it hit down the hill a quarter of a mile, so we didn't drain that cloud of electrons. You just said you got hit. That tells me that the lightning rod in that tower worked. That
right.
So it came by, you become the path of least resistance, and that, it was over with. I said, we're getting ready to go to Oklahoma City, and every house in Oklahoma has to have a lightning rod element in it, and they're not doing that just because they think it's cute or that their brother-in-law owns a lightning rod company. It's because
practical.
It works.
It's effective,
You know, and why can't it work in the mountains of Oregon and Northern California?
It's going to hit. Do you want to help lean where it might?
Yeah, exactly. So that may be coming up. I guess I'm off the subject a little bit too.
I drew you there, so no, I drew you off subject. No big.
You did. So can I draw you off subject?
Yes, you may.
We're getting ready to put together a new master plan for out there at the fairgrounds.
Yes, sir.
And part of that would mean. I know that Mr. Punches and stuff had said at one time that there's a certain amount of money all set aside for a new location to help with a new location for the extension service. So I just kind of wanted to let you know we're moving in that direction, not tomorrow or not next week or next year, but it will be in our master plan, something along that lines for there. And just kind of let you know, I think it would be fantastic. We kicked around an idea about a year ago of moving parks and the extension service out to maybe next to West and Land by Schroeder Park, which
right.
is
right.
out
I read
in the
that
world.
In the minutes.
And it hasn't been designated for anything else, but I would like to see a location where 4-H Extension could have a garden area rather than the planter boxes they have now.
Right.
Your master gardener program and all of that could actually have soil to work with. And you'd be in more of a country agricultural setting rather than on a paved park.
The urban,
exactly. So.
And I think your new Horde agent, Master Gardener, Sarah Runkel, is very much ready for that to happen, too, in the future.
So we're kind of thinking along that line. You know, another, if we move parks in basically the same building, make a dual-purpose building, parks could have an element in there too, but this is just talking.
Right,
not,
preliminary talk.
There's no plans or what a building is going to look like.
But we're afraid of some of the
but parks
chess you know. Pieces at the fairgrounds might start moving fast with Dutch Bros investing.
Yeah.
And so we want to be a little bit nimble if need be.
We wanna make sure that we're thinking ahead, if, but rather than just wait until it drops, because we know the ball's gonna drop at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not sure when. And the, right now, Dutch Brothers and their side is all on the west end of the fairgrounds, not the east end.
Yeah.
But that whole side in there, with this includes our public works moving, our parks department moving. Hopefully we can convince a school district, for a school district to move their maintenance and their commissary somewhere else, and Laidlaw Buses to move and repurpose that into commercial around, surrounding our fairgrounds with commercial
mm-hmm.
and recreational activity, and be a real sore, a real center of activity. So, but that's long, long range plan. But just, I know that John Punchers had talked about, you know, that you had, in the 300K
correct.
Range, and do you add to that every year? Do you add a little
so
bit to
I
that?
So I believe this year we added 20 to that.
Okay, all right.
Previous year, I think John had budgeted 40,000 that added into that building fund.
Mm-hmm.
Last year that was split between 20 for the parking lot, potential parking lot renovation,
right.
and 20 into the building funds. And there was a parking lot discussion last week. I was on the phone with them where they were analyzing, you know, the traffic and what it's going to cost. My concern thinking with you is if we have to spend $50,000-$100,000 for asphalt, and spend $50,000-$100,000 on ground that we can plant and teach people how to grow food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What a difference.
I think you're preaching to the choir on that, especially knowing what we're talking about as far as a potential move. I don't want you to put $20,000 into asphalt and then we go out and they rip it all up.
Yeah.
Correct.
Exactly.
You know, if there's a
better long-term investment.
We could get, mm-hmm. you know, if we could get Brandis to go there and chip seal it or something, you know.
Right, to buy us a few years.
To buy us a few years, I think we'd be more inclined, you know, if you said, okay, you know, rather than put the money in that, we're going to put it in our building fund. I think that would be better purpose for that money.
Sure.
But I'd have to go maybe see if our public works can go over and take a look at a repair there. I don't know.
I believe at the meeting, somebody from public works in the engineering department, I was on the phone, so I didn't get to see the faces and couldn't hear all the names, but I think they were going to send engineers over to evaluate that site out of public works.
I'll check with Brandis on that, and that Rob Brandis, our public works director, and see it along the line, make sure that that is done with a positive spin, okay?
Because that'd be important to know going into the budget session on, let's not put that there, let's put it into the building.
Yeah, let's hang on a second.
We know what we have for the master.
At least
delay it a year while we thought about it or something.
And I think as long as we have reasonable assurance that that's where it would go, you know, that, you know, because we'd like to get your deal built up there so that when we do make that move, it's not quite so hard on all of us.
Right.
So, okay.
And I really think the master gardeners there'd be, and 4-H and the ag community would really appreciate, you know, being somewhere that has that rule where you can actually
I haven't seen what the footprint is out there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen what that footprint is out there by Schroeder Park, but I know we increased the tent sites last year and so on and so forth. But
yeah, did some repave.
I think we've got a pretty good.
I haven't seen it yet, so.
Pretty good.
I'd like to.
Darren's the Commissioner Fowler is our liaison to parks, so you know he can follow through on that aspect of it, see what's available out there.
When I'm meeting Sarah at 11 in her office, maybe I'll just say, hey,
let's go to Schroeder. See if she's got a.
Yeah.
You might
take a little trip.
Take a footprint of that out there with you. She's probably got. She'll have it all.
We'll go by her office first.
That's just long range, and because our plans for that, a big one, the biggie is us moving public works.
Right.
That's huge. But we may be looking at changing the appearance of public works anyway. It may change to maybe outsourcing a lot of the stuff that we now do. Hard to say.
Yeah. There's a few. It's a big year for us. So.
It is.
You're going to miss out on some of it.
Too bad you're going to miss
like
out on
it. Yeah. Hope you got some plans.
I'm not going away. I'm
for
just,
enjoyment.
Yeah. Keep track of everything in my region on TV and
newspaper. Yeah. Well, anything else for
you?
You've
got a
good
region. Gosh, for Friday, that's just a neat.
It is.
It is. That's a good spot to be in.
It is.
No doubt. Anything else we missed?
Nope. Any other things coming from you?
All right, well, it's 9:20. I'm going to go ahead and end it.
You have to adjourn the...
I will adjourn the meeting and the... Which is not really a commissioner's meeting, but a 4-H Extension Service meeting at 9:20.